Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Tequila Sungeist. That is courtesy of Johnny Davis, a little Eagles short show title from a few weeks back. I am Jack, and that is super producer Becca Ramos!
Hello, hello.
Ramos, what's going on?
Nothing much. Excited to talk trends.
There's some exciting trends.
It is September 21st. It's Earth, Wind, and Fire Day.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember?
Do you remember the 21st?
21st night of September?
I do. I do remember that. Yeah. And everybody needs to leave Demi alone because he's not doing the video again this year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the video is so good.
The videos were
like
so
three
good.
Times at least.
They escalated. They escalated to a point of climax last year. So just enjoy. Go back. If you haven't watched the videos, go back and watch the videos by Demi Adejuyibe on the 21st of September. He did it like 7 years in a row and they were so fun.
So incredible.
Anyways, thank you for reminding me of that. Let's tell the people what's trending, shall we? Trump's family is being sued in New York.
LOL.
They basically would say, I mean, this is something we've talked about before, that their fortune is built on lies. They would say their buildings and apartments were bigger than they were. I think there was an allegation that Ivanka would say that the buildings were fuller than they were, that they had more units checked out than they actually did at the time. But bigger is a tough one because you can actually check that number. Like the apartments generally don't change their size. So if you are claiming in a like official financial document that your apartment is one size and then you go and like people can physically check the size of that, that's one of those I don't give a fuck, what are you gonna do, I could do anything I want type lies that you only tell when you've built up an entire career of lying. I also don't think he's losing any political points for this because it basically involves him stealing from the rich and the government, which, if my understanding of American political calculus is correct, makes him cool as fuck in the eyes of most people. So I don't know that this is helping, but if it can, you know, put him in jail or something. I'm here for that. Or if it can take some of his money away, that definitely makes him unhappy. So I'm here for it.
Yeah, I'm here for the fall of Trump, but I definitely don't think in any sort of political scheme this hurts him in any way. Like, the people who don't believe him still don't believe him, and the people who are believers of him are like, New York State is wrong and fuck New York State, you know? So it's like, it's, I don't think it's added anything to Trump's discourse, but a hopeful conviction.
Yeah, I'm not sure why I'm even employing political calculus around someone who is the leader of a death cult. It's exactly. Actually getting towards a point where the most likely outcome, which I get, like, you, I don't know what physical event other than death is going to stop Trump from running for president in 2024.
Absolutely.
And he is definitely going to continue to ramp up the Q shit. So it's just going to get scarier and scarier from here. Like, I didn't, that one finger, that speech he gave to a sea of like people holding up one finger with dramatic classical music swelling behind him. It really, I feel like we are now on a path towards like a very dark timeline. Like, I don't know what can happen to keep us away from people dying on some Q shit.
And, no, absolutely. Yeah,
it's pretty scary. Read up on the Taiping Rebellion, the Chinese Civil War that happened around the time of the U.S. Civil War that killed 20 million people, in which some guy claiming he was Jesus's brother got the support of a huge class of people, and yeah, did not end well for anyone. All right. Also, in other cool system we have here, news, Vladimir Putin has like threatened to end the world, basically.
He's
like took such an L in the mainstream media and just in the international global media that he seems pretty pissed.
He said World War III, hold my beer. I'm going to end the world.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty, I'm on a Kubrick kick because a podcast I like, Blank Check, is going through like Kubrick's filmography. And so, you know, I recently watched some Dr. Strangelove, recently watched Paths of Glory, which is like a World War I movie about, you know, generals basically just trying to get bragging rights and trying to
sounds like my father's library, TBH.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm old as fuck, by the way. I've decided to steer into my old age. And, but World War I happened over 100 years ago, and the lesson learned was that you can't have these individuals having their egos at stake in a way that could lead them to ending the world or having millions and millions of innocent people killed. And look, we're back here. I mean, I don't know. He specifically said, I'm not bluffing. So I feel like, you know, the thing that I would have said in my brain once he said, we have nuclear weapons too, if the U.S. wants to keep helping Ukraine out, I would have been like, he's just bluffing. And then his next sentence, I'm not bluffing. So, scary shit.
Scary.
I don't know. Yeah. But in this case, yeah, it's like, he got embarrassed because he did a war and the war didn't go well and he thoroughly miscalculated. And now he's like leaning on his nuclear arsenal. It does feel like a, you know, a person with a dynamite vest on being like, stand back.
Yeah.
Nobody move. Everybody laugh at my jokes or else this plane's blown up. Yeah. All right. Let's get to some serious news. Brad Pitt is launching a skincare line, which has always been, I think this is a fun story for the internet. I think that people are getting a lot of dunks off because he has always succeeded as being an attractive person in spite of his skin, you know, but he's still one of the most attractive people in the world. So it gives us something where we get to make fun of Brad Pitt's looks and feel okay about that.
It's so funny because it's like Brad Pitt is definitely, you know, conventionally attractive. I feel like the narrative lately has been like, wow, look at Brad Pitt really owning his age, you know? So I think it's very ironic for him to be launching a skincare line as someone who definitely looks a little worn by the industry and life and people being like, I'm glad he's still, you know, strong out here in these movies, still looking rugged, but looking rough. So Le Domain is the name of the skincare line. And apparently it's supposed to be genderless. Okay. Which, you know, I guess that's nice, but, you know, in theory, all skincare should be gender, because we all have skin, you know, like,
yeah.
But, you know, I'm loving the Benjamin Button memes about it. Otherwise, it's a Goop category level expense price. And that for me is not worth it.
Oh, wow. We're going Goop with it.
Going Goop. He literally says, I love what Gwyneth Paltrow did with Goop.
Damn. Now he's going to launch like a type of water to kind of compete with his other ex. Anyways, shout out to Brad Pitt, you know, still trying to do it out here all these years later. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
And we're back. And actually, I'm not going to put it at the end. Right now, the second class of the Next Up program applications are live now until September 30th at 12 a.m. PST. So I wouldn't leave it until September 30th. So you don't have to know what time on September 30th your application is due. But it's a program launched by super producer Anna Hosnier and, you know, run by Anna and super producer Joelle and a number of people at iHeart that tries to bring voices into the podcasting space that are underrepresented. And the first class was amazing. And we're really excited for the second class. So go to iHeart.com/next up to apply. That's iHeart.com/next up. All right. Aaron Judge is trending. Is this something, has Aaron Judge fever taken over New York City? Becca, you are in New York.
I am in New York, but on a technicality, I do not watch or care for sports or have men in my life that care for sports. So do I know what's going on? Absolutely not. Does my father probably know what's going on? Absolutely. Have I asked him? No. But I feel grateful that my partner does not like sports except for soccer. So, and I can leave him alone with that. So please educate me, Jack. I don't know what's going on.
Okay. So Aaron Judge is a slugger for the New York Yankees, who are a baseball team from the city that you live in.
Okay, I got
that. So he just hit his 60th home run. That for a long time, 60 was the record. And then another Yankee, Roger Maris, hit 61. And then there was like a long period where nobody really came that close to those. Or I don't know, maybe a couple of people got in the high 50s, but nobody broke it until the steroid era, when people just started breaking it. I guess not all the time, but Sammy Sosa hit more than 60 a few times. Mark McGwire did it, I think, more than once. And then Barry Bonds had one season where he hit 72. But now that they've supposedly gotten performance-enhancing drugs out of Major League Baseball, this is the first time somebody has approached 60. He is the first Yankee to hit 60 since Babe Ruth and Roger Maris. And he just hit his 60th and he has 14 games left. So it's pretty unprecedented. He's also leading the league in batting average, which is, I didn't know. The thing that I always knew about him was that he struck out a lot, but apparently he's corrected that. And now he's leading the league in batting average. This is mainly, like, I just found out about this because we were looking to see what's trending this morning. And it's notable because when I was a kid, this would have been the biggest news story in the world for a month, like already. Like, this would.
But news moves so fast that it's like just a drop in the trend bucket.
News moves so fast. And also, nobody cares about baseball anymore. This is like wild that somebody is at 60 home runs with 14 games left and everyone's just like, and also that he's a Yankee, which, you know, there's a bias towards everybody loving the Yankees. And
so I do have a clarifying question. Is it 60 home runs in a season?
Yes.
That's like a record? Okay, because I did do a little quick Google, and because I used to go to Astros games when I was a kid. I'm from Houston. My brother and my dad are both big baseball and Astros fans, but you know, I don't live there anymore, so they don't talk my ear off about sports anymore. Mm-hmm. But I like Googled, I was like, Astros top home run players. And Jeff Bagwell, which I do vividly remember being at a Astros game when he hit, I think, like 50 home runs in a season.
Wow, yeah.
But I was like, over time, it says he's hit 449 home runs. I was like, Jack, this doesn't sound very great. But now that I'm understanding it's per season, that is impressive.
Yeah, I think he finished the Bagwell had a career high 47 home runs in the 2000 season. Not something I know by heart. I'm generally not a baseball fan. I am going to try and get your dad's phone number after we record this so I can just call him and talk to him about old movies and baseball.
He would love that. He loves those things. Old movies, old books, and baseball.
Yeah, but anyways, this more to me is a sign of how far baseball has fallen off since I was a kid. Not something that I'm like super up in arms about, because I do think basketball is the, like, I feel like that's the main change that has happened, is basketball is now the most popular sport other than football in America, whereas it used to be baseball. And I think that is earned. Basketball is amazing to watch.
Yeah.
Check out Miles and Jack at Matt Boosties. all right. Idris Elba is trending. This is a news story that had a news story in which really nothing has happened for 5 years. And yet it not only does it keep like coming into the headlines, but I am here for it every time. I'm like, ooh, we have a development.
A Bond update.
Yeah. So I think the one development that I heard in the Bond update is the producers talked to somebody about doing an ongoing search for the next Bond. And I am always interested in that. And Idris Elba, who I think would be the best pick for it. I think everybody who says that's not the case is overthinking it. But he now says he doesn't want to be Bond.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be Bond, I guess, because the role of Bond is shifting. The producers of Bond are like new era of Bond, which I think is a lot of reason why people were like, we need a black Bond, obviously. And like, people love Idris Elba. I love Idris Elba. Like, I think he'd be a great Bond as well. But Idris is like, I don't want to be, if you're telling me it's a 10 to 12 year commitment, I'm not trying to like tie myself to the Bond franchise for 10 to 12 years.
Right.
So, which I guess makes sense to me because Daniel Craig was Bond for so long. So to me, it's not really a departure, but I guess they're more being transparent about the level of commitment Bond is going to be now. So I guess the search goes on.
I would say that Daniel Craig was able to develop a somewhat legitimate acting career in parallel to his Bond work.
Yes.
Whereas like Pierce Brosnan just put his career on hold to be Bond for like 7 years. And then when it was over, like there wasn't, I don't know, that he got
it,
back
yeah.
into being like arty in arty movies, but like it really felt like they were demanding.
Really, he was the protagonist of Mamma Mia, and that's what people don't know.
Right. Yeah.
Of course.
Exactly.
His starring role.
It's so I would love to have it. They've had old ass people as Bond before, so like Idris Elba could totally pull it off for 10 years, but I also understand. This is me pitching on behalf of the James
You're like,
Bond
please.
Franchise. anyways, I think that's what it would take. What I'm pitching is what it would take for me to be interested in watching another James Bond movie. Tom Hardy is another name that had been thrown around that
yeah.
I think is probably outside of their reach right now.
They said he's too short, you know?
So he is in addition to being a fighter on screen, apparently does jujitsu in real life. And he's done two tournaments now, and each time he has won the tournament.
Crazy. He was like, you thought
wild.
I was an actor?
Yeah.
I have hobbies.
Yeah. The interviews with the competitors that he went up against from these competitions are interesting because everyone's like, oh my God, it was so cool. It was Tom Hardy. And he beat the shit out of me. Like, you know, I don't know if I'd be
it
able
feels
to.
More legitimate than those boxing matches, you know, because it's like he's not promoting it. He's just kind of like, this is something I
yeah.
do. And I'm
so
a badass on and off the field.
He registers as Edward Hardy, which I guess is his real name. And then like comes in and
then he still looks like Tom Hardy. And people so,
yeah.
are like, it's Tom Hardy.
yeah. Oh, okay. So you're Tom Hardy. You're Bane. I'm fighting Bane. Cool. Then I did see a video of one of the fights, and it really did make me appreciative of action movies for never depicting a realistic fight ever. Because
it's so gruesome?
It's so boring.
Boring?
They just like are like laying on top of each other. And like,
wasn't even a lot of wrestling fake, like for the theatric of it, right? I've been to a couple like WrestleMania things.
Yeah. That's for sure fake. Real, but that's what this looks like. This looks like real wrestling just in.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like it's like when you watch WrestleMania, which is like a theatrical experience, it's like, but
like
it's
real,
like real.
Olympic wrestling is them just like trying to grab each other's legs and like leaning on top of each other. It's more erotic than anything.
Sweaty.
Yeah. Anyways, shout out to Tom Hardy and all the people that he leaned on until they were like, I don't like this, and tapped out, which is apparently how these competitions work. All right. Finally, we do have to get the TikTok update from you whenever you come on. You are our finger on the pulse of TikTok. and you brought up an interesting conspiracy that's been moving around.
Yeah, I don't know how I landed on specifically millennial / Gen Z white woman lesbian TikTok, but that's where my algorithm is. But in that, there have been two things. There's been a whole like JoJo Siwa thing that I cannot explain. Please go look up a video. It's such a rabbit hole to get down. But the second thing is truly the Swifties believe that this Midnight's album that Taylor's dropping October 21st is a announcement of her lesbianism. I am not a deep Swiftie, okay? Like, I don't come for me. You know, I casually enjoy her. You know, I get people love it. I was here for the 13-minute All Too Well, you know?
Okay. Don't. You're that level.
I loved it. I was there during the Red era as a young teen. I love old Taylor. New Taylor, you know, not as much for me. Please do not come for me. But the Taylor Swift, like, TikTok has been going crazy, being like, the colors and the themes and like the way that she announced this and like the way that her team is teasing this. And like they released this article and the Rolling Stone actually noted about the lesbian queer theory of Taylor Swift. And therefore her team would not let Rolling Stone cover that if it weren't potentially true. So it's been a spiral. It's been quite interesting. I encourage you to look it up. I don't know if I am a believer. I will be the first to clap for the queer community that really was like, I know this in my heart of hearts that Taylor Swift is a lesbian and this is the album that's going to tell us. Mm. I salute you if you guys figured it out, because you do some sleuthing that I could never do. It's entertaining to watch. I don't know if I believe it. I can't wait to see if you guys are true or you guys, your theories are correct. I'm excited. If anything, it's made me more excited to see the album come out. I'm not that excited about the music. I'm excited about the queer theory to see if it's true. So I'd love to hear additional thoughts if you have any more research. But it has been so crazy because they say like Diana Agron and Karlie Kloss, like these relationships that used to be so strong are no longer strong because the idea is that they had a intimate relationship that was beyond a friendship and they've broken up. And therefore, like breakups, you don't talk to your exes. And that is why they're not friends anymore, according to the internet. But yeah, they're saying the colors, the themes, the way that the press has been rolling out the nitty gritty, that this is going to be a lesbian coming out album. I'm curious. We'll see.
And then if it comes out and it's not a coming out album, will they just be like, oh, it turns out she's just like a messy friend who like loves drama?
I don't know. I want to hear your thoughts. Like, what if you're wrong? Like, what if she doesn't come out? Are y'all still believers? Are you guys? Because like I watch some of these videos and people are really digging like fine tooth comb in like, you know, the movie Spaceballs when they like take. Yeah, the combs through the desert.
Giant comb.
How I feel the queer community that are Swifties are digging through the notes of her past to, you know, reveal stuff for Midnights. Because, you know, Taylor Swift loves Easter eggs, but this is like Easter eggs beyond, like, people are like in the comments like, girl, try again. I hear you. I see you. I love this Wattpad that you've created for the internet, but I just do not believe you're going to be a little embarrassed when it doesn't end up being a coming out album. And there's been videos of people like, because a lot of her lyrics, which is where the queer theory kind of builds to, like they allude to certain events that people can tie those, you know, women in her lives at based on social media posts and things. But she'll be like, at Big Sur, kissing him, and it will be like an aggressive, like it would make more sense if she said her, but she like cuts it to a him, and it's like, see, she changed the lyrics because like she doesn't want to come out yet, you know. So it's interesting. It's fun to watch as someone who is just like an enjoyer of pop culture, a connoisseur of TikTok, a, you know, just delighted to be in the messy drama, but not someone who is like a fan, you know. Like I'm not like have stakes in it, but it's like popcorn, you know, fun to see people's little theories come through.
She is engaged, I believe, right? So that's...
Well, and that's the other thing. It's like she, her boyfriend, Joe Alwyn, you know, there's rumors that they're engaged. There's rumors that there's been,
an
elopement. But they have been together, like, publicly for, like, a long time now, like 6 years or something like that. So that is also why I'm like, so did the boyfriend just disappear? Because it seems like she's still very publicly in this relationship. So
I wonder if he's following these threads being like, oh man, like really on the edge of my seat over here.
Truly, the thing I love about him is that he is so unassuming. Like whenever I like can never remember his name, I had to look it up before this recording. Every time I look at him, I'm like, he just looks like he's relatively famous. Like I'm like, I couldn't tell you anything he's been in. I couldn't tell you I've seen him anywhere. He just looks like an old Hollywood socialite. Like you're like, you have money. Like your parents clearly have money. You're like taking photos of places, but like I could never say like, oh, you're a famous movie star or like a TV star or like you have a look or whatever. He just looks like an unassuming model. Like, oh, you look handsome and like you don't do anything for a living because you are rich and you have money. Like kind of like Julio Torres and Los Espookies, except, you know, white. Like it's giving just like I walk around living my life because I don't have to have a job because I just was born into money. That's
right.
How I view him. Like a little Prince Charming. You're just like, oh, you look right. You look nice. And I can't put a finger on anything you've done, but you just look like you are wealthy.
He's in The Favorite. And to your point, I don't remember which one. Well, I'm looking at a picture of him and I'm like, I don't remember that at all.
I'm like, I truly could not like pick him out of a lineup. I'm like, yeah, he's a blonde, blue-eyed, handsome guy.
British actor. Shout out to that man. But I, apologies to that man. I do not know who that is.
Do not know who that man is.
Well, Becca, thank you so much for joining us. Where can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
You can find me and follow me at Bex, B-E-C-C-S, Ramos on all platforms. But I do want to shout out, I volunteer at this bookshop, Mil Mundos Books in Brooklyn, specifically Bushwick. And we have an event on Tuesday, September 27th at 6 p.m. It is with Julissa Calderon of like, she was on Netflix's Hentified and BuzzFeed Pardo Like fame. She has a new book coming out called Manifest That Shit. And it's like a journaling type of book, like a guided journal. And she's going to do a workshop at the store. So if you are interested in that, if that is something that, you know, you want to meet Julissa, even if you just want to check out the store, you can go to our website, milmundusbooks.com, and buy tickets. The ticket is the price of the journal itself, since it's going to be a workshop. But nice. Yeah, like come by. I also work every other Saturday there. So if you're ever in Bushwick and you're in Brooklyn and you want to support an incredible Latinx bookshop that supports the community, come by Mil Mundos Books. So that's September 27th, 6 p.m.
You can find me on Twitter at Jack_O'Brien. I'm not doing anything nearly as cool as that. we're back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Get the flu shot. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.